Good afternoon, everyone. I know yesterday Tara offered a forgiveness practice, and today I would like to offer another form of forgiveness practice that will segue into a self-compassion practice. So go ahead and finding a comfortable posture for yourself, allowing your back to be upright yet relaxed. Allowing your shoulders to fall away from your ears. Just creating, as best you can, a sense of ease and relaxation down from the top of your head all the way down to your feet. And feeling the contact of your feet on the ground, or if you're sitting on the floor, the contact of different body parts to the floor, and extending that sense of connection through this building down into the earth. Establishing this connection to all beings on this planet. Maybe taking a couple of nice deep breaths in and out to allow yourself to fully arrive. Beginning again. And just gladdening the heart a bit by just thinking of someone or something that you're grateful for in your life. Maybe even someone you'd like to dedicate this guided heart practice to. And like a few days ago, just seeing if you can be aware of that light within you, your own innate goodness, your own bit of nature, and radiating that light outwards, keeping some for yourself and radiating it outwards to this Sangha. Creating this field of kindness, love, compassion, as we begin this forgiveness practice. So just know that forgiveness should never be forced. Only do this practice within your comfort zone. And it's totally fine not to do it at all. You can do another guided heart practice like compassion or loving kindness if forgiveness doesn't feel appropriate for you at this time. And as I guide us through this practice, see if the words of forgiveness can come through your heart. So we'll begin by thinking of ways in which you have harmed yourself and harmed others. And it's better to begin with minor things, not big acts of harming. So just imagining ways in which you have harmed yourself and harmed others. And as far as you're able, extend forgiveness to yourself for this harming as I share these phrases. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. May I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. So just being aware of how these phrases land on your heart. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. May I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. It's really allowing this space for ourselves to be human. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. May I forgive myself. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I forgive myself sometime in the future. I'm just noticing any sensations present in your body, any feelings or emotions maybe present in your heart or elsewhere. As you forgive yourself, if you can. Now gently transitioning to think of ways in which others have harmed you. Again, beginning with minor harms. And as far as you are able to do so, extending forgiveness. Just as I allow myself to be imperfect, so I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you to make mistakes. I allow you to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive you. And if I cannot forgive you now, may I forgive you sometime in the future. Gently seeing if your heart can extend to accept another's humanity. Just as I allow myself to be imperfect, so I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you to make mistakes. I allow you to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I forgive you. And if I cannot forgive you now, may I forgive you sometime in the future. Again, being aware of any sensations in your body, feelings and emotions present in your heart or elsewhere. As you forgive someone who has caused you harm, now we're going to ask forgiveness from others for the harm that you have done to them. So imagining a situation where a minor harm was committed that you had harmed someone else, and asking for their forgiveness. Please allow me to be imperfect. Please allow me to make mistakes. Please allow me to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. Please forgive me. And if you cannot forgive me now, please try to forgive me sometime in the future. So recognizing the harm that you caused another, and taking responsibility for that harm, and asking, humbly asking for forgiveness. Please allow me to be imperfect. Please allow me to make mistakes. Please allow me to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. Please forgive me. And if you cannot forgive me now, please try to forgive me sometime in the future. Again, noticing any sensations maybe present in your body, feelings or emotions in your heart. Now we're going to gently transition into a practice of compassion. So first, bring to mind yourself, either as a child or as an adult. And allowing the light of your Buddha nature to shine through to yourself with these phrases of self-compassion. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I am suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and my mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself and others. May I trust that I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me. So may I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I am suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself and others. And may I trust that what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me. Again, if it's helpful to place your hand over your heart or on your face, just a way of offering care to yourself, especially when it feels hard to be with yourself at any given time. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be kind and gentle with myself when I am suffering. May I trust that I'm doing the best I can in this moment. May I incline my heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards myself and others. And may I trust that I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing is life living through me and is not me? Feeling this offering of kindness, love, and compassion towards yourself. Being aware of sensations present in your body and emotions, feelings present in your heart. Even if it feels hard to take it in, it's totally okay. And now gently transitioning and imagining a being in your life that feels easy to love. Imagining in your mind's eye a beloved family member or friend, a pet. As we offer these compassion phrases, may you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. So offering these wishes of compassion to this beloved one who may have difficulty in offering compassion to themselves. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. Again, noticing any sensations in your body, emotions, feelings in your heart. And just seeing if you can offer compassion to a neutral person, somebody that you don't know very well, but you encounter in your everyday life. Maybe a coworker you don't know very well, or even somebody here in the Sangha, person that you check out your groceries with at the store, your mail carrier, just someone, it's a random stranger. So they also deserve compassion. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. Just noticing what it's like to offer these wishes of compassion to someone you don't know very well. It's often a saying that goes, be kind to everyone you meet, for you don't know what they're holding in their hearts. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. Again, being aware of any sensations in the body, emotions, feelings in the heart. And then just seeing if your heart is able to extend to someone that you may find slightly annoying or challenging in your life right now. Seeing if there's even an opportunity to create even a sliver of compassion for this person. Seeing what that feels like. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing is life living through you and is not you. So being aware of what it feels like to offer compassion to someone that is difficult and challenging for you in your life. Is there a way to see their gold enough to open to sending them compassion? May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be kind and gentle with yourself when you are suffering. May you trust that you're doing the best you can in this moment. May you incline your heart and mind towards understanding rather than criticism towards yourself and others. And may you trust that what you're experiencing in life is life living through you and is not you. Again, resting back into your bodies and breath. Just spending the last bit of our formal practice together, either in forgiveness or in compassion, offering to yourself or others whatever feels right with whatever phrases feel most appropriate. And if it feels difficult to connect with your heart or to even offer forgiveness or compassion, that's totally okay. May not be the time right now. And so actually having compassion for that. Practices are practices towards softening our hearts, towards understanding and healing, and it takes time. And so being gentle with yourself as you practice. So as we come to a close, just imagining extending these wishes of compassion to all beings everywhere, all beings here in this hall, the Pearlstone staff, all sentient beings that live on this land, in this country, on this planet, and beyond. May all beings in all directions, without exception, may they accept themselves just as they are. May all beings be kind and gentle with themselves when they are suffering. May all beings trust that they're doing the best they can in this moment. May all beings incline their hearts and minds towards understanding rather than criticism, towards themselves and others. And may all beings trust that what they're experiencing is life living through them and it's not them. Thank you for your practice. Just wanted to name that the forgiveness practice is from my teacher, Eric Kolvig.